They're making their final touches, installing some of the exhibits. We got a sneak preview of the new museum, so we're going to take you on a little tour of some of the things you might see. First, can I have you introduce yourself?
Sure. Frank Steslow, president of Frost Science. What's here now is going to change and evolve and grow. It's just, you know, it's a great canvas for us.
So obviously this museum is a lot bigger than your old one. What was the process for acquiring new things? Like, how do you go about picking, you know, a fighter jet sure. or something else?
No, the staff did a great job. We're a Smithsonian affiliate, so we have access to Smithsonian surplus collections. And we have a large in-house collection that we've had for 50 years, and you're going to see some of that on display in some of the other galleries.
Hi, I'm Alexandra Kuchenberg. I'm the creative director here at Frost Science. You were just seeing Lasers, How, Light, Color, and Geometry. It's an immersive experience that deconstructs the typical laser light show into the physics of light and the science that's behind lasers that we all know and love. It's a large, very dark space. When you start to adjust to the light, you'll start to see hundreds of red lasers that almost appear as walls that you're able to walk through and interact with. In the center of a space is a large sculptural diamond that has four sides. On each side is an optics table that speaks to the specific science behind light. So one is the lens demo, and that describes reflection and refraction. Above you, as you're walking around this central diamond, there's a light canopy that shifts and moves and has custom sound made to it to demonstrate the concepts that you're learning about.
A lot of people will remember going to the old museum, seeing the laser light shows there.
So we thought it was an amazing inspiration to sort of deconstruct the science behind the spectacle that is a laser light show.
Just no Pink Floyd.
No Pink Floyd. Not in this one. We have kind of amazing light here in Miami. It's one of the things I love about this place. Of course, neon lights, all of the kitsch of the deco, but also we don't have any mountains, so our sky here is really incredible. Sunrises and sunsets in the ocean, and so the subtle sort of elements that come into our quality of life and play a big part in it, so.
My name is Jorge Perez Gallego. I'm the creator of astronomy and exhibition developer. We are at Frost Planetarium. We are actually in a place that would allow us to take journeys not only into space, but also into the depth of the ocean and even into the human body.
So what we just watched was going through the entire solar system, yeah. zooming down on South
yes.
Florida, into the Frost Museum,
Correct.
Into the theater.
Yeah. So it's kind of a meta moment because you are getting into the dome while you're sitting in the dome, and they're seeing a little bit of the kind of content that we'll be featuring here.
So what is different about this space than the old planetarium from, I guess, the 1960s?
1966. This is a fully digital planetarium. We had a star projector in the old dome. We don't have it here. And that is because the technology that we have available now allow us to reach 3D capabilities. So we will be able to show 3D shows to bring the immersive experience up to 11. You know, this is like, I'm like a kid at Christmas Day. Not just me, like South Florida, we're getting all this beautiful new toy, and let me call it a toy, I don't know if I'm allowed to. And we're gonna be able to play with it and open the planetarium to our community, to artists, technologists, scientists.
Hi, I'm Andy Dehart, the Vice President of Animal Husbandry here at Frost Science. We are on the fourth floor of the aquarium. We have an open air environment with all these natural skylights to get light in. And this level, we depict all the critical aquatic habitats of South Florida. So starting at the Gulf Stream, we feature hammerhead sharks, lesser devil rays, little tunny, which are the smallest species of tuna. The habitats are all in order. As you move inland, you get to the coral reef habitats. We have a live Atlantic coral reef and then a reef fishes exhibit, which are the tropical marine fish that we have here in Florida.
And so you're looking at this while looking at Biscayne Bay,
yep.
sort of connecting the information that you get in the museum to the outside world.
Absolutely. I think, you know, here in South Florida, we have an intimate connection with the ocean. And then we want folks to kind of understand that. And what better place than when you're looking out Government Cut out to the Gulf Stream.
The museum opens to the public Monday, May 8th. You can see pictures of the new museum on our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.